This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We are. It is election eve. You know, it's probably not even fair to say that anymore because you've been able to vote for a while now. But you can vote, of course, satellite locations in Missouri, in most municipalities. And tomorrow's election day. We still have most people turning out tomorrow, so we need to get the vote out. It's never been more important. You got my voter guide out there, 971talk.com. You can download it. It's a PDF, print it off, and see the races I picked in your area. If I haven't, it's because I've looked at these candidates and didn't think there was anybody worthy on the school board candidates specifically of our support. Two that do have my support are Randy Cook and Ashley Sturm. We've got Ashley in studio and Randy joining us by phone this morning, and welcome to you both. Ashley, welcome in the studio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Randy, how you doing?
Doing well this morning. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. So we need to get voters turned out. I see the Facebook ads and everything that you guys are running. You're doing a lot of door knocking. I see the campaign signs all over the place that
billboard.
Ken Gontars has helped put out. I did see the billboard.
Yeah,
that's
it
great.
Looks nice.
And I was going to tell you, thank you for your support. Yesterday I was walking around canvassing and I knocked on a door and the first question out of their mouth was, well, are you on Mark Cox's voter guide?
Oh, really?
Nice.
That's great.
I was like, actually, yes, we are. And he's
that's
like, okay,
awesome.
Okay, you're good. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You passed the test.
Is that it? This was an easy conversation. All right.
Yeah, I love that. Randy, you're the veteran. Since you're already on the board, tell me what's at stake tomorrow.
Well, really just common sense school board policies and management. We talk a lot about curriculum and all of the different social issues and hot topics that go on in schools, but honestly, a lot of what the school board's responsible for is just good financial management of the district and oversight, and that's something that all taxpayers, and I think, can relate to. And we just need good people on the board who pay attention to these things and aren't afraid of questioning things when they need questioned.
I think that's a key. Ashley, you talked once before when you were on about what motivated you to run.
Yeah.
Maybe tell people again.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm personally very invested. So aside from selfish reasons, I have a 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old. Kind of my background in executive management and leadership, I've seen the way a board works, and really I think one of the strongest metaphors when you really talk about it is, you know, if you're on a ship, you know, the board actually sets the course. You got the superintendent being the captain, and then you have the whole staff and crew really making it happen. So keeping all of that in mind, the school board really making that the North Star student success being top number one priority. As long as we can all focus that way, I think we can find a lot of success.
We obviously want to make sure, and Randy, I'll address this to you. Obviously, you know, you've been serving there on the board. We want to keep a lot of things that seem to be working in the school district, but what needs to change?
Well, we really just need to move on beyond a lot of these culture issues. We have a lot of our detractors, I like to call them. Is probably the best way I can say it, who just like to keep these things in the news. They constantly want to bring in progressive policies. And the amount of effort it takes sometimes to just keep the focus on academics is quite a bit. But that's what's at stake, is if we don't do that, you're going to see these schools go back to the way they were in 2020, 2021, where they're bringing in, people of, we have this critical race theory professor from Mizzou and all sorts of other crazy topics. And we're not interested in that. We're keeping all that out and just keeping the focus on the students and on academics.
Yeah. Are there curriculum issues you'd like to address, Ashley?
You know, one of them that are coming up that I'm very personally invested in is because in a different school district, my oldest had a really hard time reading. And it wasn't until my sister, who is a teacher, had come to visit and kind of gave her a test. And she turned to me and she goes, Ashley, she doesn't know phonics. I said, what do you mean? And she said, they're teaching sight words. She doesn't know phonics. She doesn't know how to build a word. And so when we moved to the Francis House School District, they began teaching those things. And I know it's a part of our course, but really making that the standard. And Into Reading is actually one of the curriculum pieces that are up for vote at the very next school board meeting. So that'll be one of the first decisions that the new school board will get to choose on. I'm really excited about it. Still looking into the data, but I saw the first reading. It's got 73% approval from our current teachers. They put a lot of hard work into reviewing this curriculum, and I think it'll be a good step forward for the district.
Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a conservative advantage right now on the Francis Howell School Board, unlike many districts across the area. If you and Ashley don't get in, get elected, you reelected, I mean, that really could shake things up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've passed a lot of good common sense policies around, for instance, age-appropriate materials in schools and libraries, other things about doing too much politicking on school grounds, and then other basic things like how much finals are worth. And you can look for a lot of these to be overturned right away and going back to the old ways of doing things where the board is more of a rubber stamp. And that's not what the community wants.
What about a tax increase? Talk in the district of a need for a tax increase? And where do you stand on that?
Absolutely. There's talk about it, but it's not from us.
Yeah.
The other side likes to say, well, gosh, we need to find more revenue. Well, I can tell you there's only one place to find more revenue, and that's from the taxpayers, because that's who funds the school districts. So for better or worse, one of our opponents has suggested that Francis House students we need to be spending $2,000 more per student on it. And she just thinks that because that's what other schools are spending, despite the fact that we already have higher performance than all of our surrounding schools. But no, $2,000 more per student, which I don't think she did the math before she made that comment. Sometimes these things just fly out of people's mouth. But that we did the math, and that would be about a 25% tax increase. So if those people get elected, you can look for them to be pushing a tax increase here in the very near future.
Wow, that's Randy Cook. I've got Ashley Sturm in studio with us this morning running for the Francis Howell School Board. You did mention to me, Ashley, when you walked in, there's a vote in the Senate today on something we all think would be very important, too, and that's moving these April elections to a November time frame.
Yeah, Senate Bill 485. So Nick Schroer is actually bringing that. They're debating it actually today, which is ironic, right before the school board election. And if that changes, moves to November, it will adjust some of the term limits for school board. So I think it will shift one of them to 4 years. But for many people, I was talking to a whole neighborhood yesterday, and this vote is the only thing on their ballot. They're walking in to answer one question. So it's not a surprise that we haven't seen great voter turnout,
right,
although we're trying our best to reverse that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd really like, you know, and obviously, which is why we're working so hard to make sure everybody gets out and votes, doesn't get lazy, doesn't get complacent. These things really, really matter. In the past, we've had just, 14, 15%?
Yeah, something like that.
Really low. Yeah. So I understand the push for wanting to move it to November.
Randy, what do you say to people who might be listening right now as we're chatting with you both who think, you know, I don't have kids in the district. Why do I really care? Why should I, in their opinion, maybe waste my time going to the polls and voting in tomorrow's election? What do you say to them?
Well, the most basic thing is that the way that the community's kids are educated sets the direction of not only our community, but our nation. So Francis Howell can be a beacon of light on how things should be done in a school district. I think that sets the tone and can inspire others to run for school district in their local district. But beyond that, more practical for some people is frankly just their taxes. The school district takes over 60% of the real estate and personal property taxes, just local taxes, not to mention all the money we get from the state income tax and a little bit of federal money that we get as well. So all of that is on the line. All of that has to be managed by people who are competent, people who can do the work, people who frankly enjoy doing the work, And that's what's on the line for those of, well, those people without, I was going to say those of us, but I have kids in the district. For yes. those without kids in the district is really good financial management of your tax money.
It's a great point. That's Randy Cook. You can find out more at randycook.com. Ashley Sturm, vote Sturm, STURM.com. Listen, best of luck to both of you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Yeah. We'll see you all out at the polls.
Yep. Take care. We appreciate that. And we're going to do everything we can between now and tomorrow to get you elected. Thank you for that. All right, coming up, by the way, the voter guide is out there, 971talk.com. You heard Ashley mention it a few minutes ago. That's fantastic. We'll run down the people that are on that list for you as well before the end of the show today, but you can download it and print it off and take it with you, 971talk.com. We're back in just a minute.